Well, a very good afternoon to you from me, Ian Skelly. I'm here to guide you through our programmes this afternoon on Radio 3, which continue in a couple of minutes with the Early Music Show. And if you're finding today particularly grey and miserable, then do stay tuned. Catherine Bott's going to attempt to bring some sunshine back into the day with highlights from one of last summer's early music festivals. Today we're in Prague to hear music by Telemann, Marc Abreu and Mauricio. But the time now is 1 o'clock, time for a summary of the BBC News this lunchtime. It's read by Vaughan Savage.
The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has been chairing another meeting of the government's emergency committee, COBRA, to discuss the hostage crisis in Algeria. Algerian military forces are hunting Islamic militants who took local and foreign workers captive at a gas plant in the desert. Some have been freed, but about 10 Britons are still thought to be unaccounted for. Some of the remaining hostages and their heavily armed kidnappers are reported to have been backed into one corner of the plant, surrounded by troops. West African leaders are meeting in Ivory Coast to discuss how to coordinate military action against Islamist militants in Mali. France has deployed 2,000 troops to help government forces regain control of areas in the north of the country. Togo and Nigeria have also arrived in the country to join the operation. Travellers are still being affected by the wintry weather, with 100 flights in and out of Heathrow being cancelled. The airport is dealing with a backlog caused by the snow yesterday, but the runways are open. On the roads, motorists are being warned to beware of ice. Some routes, including the M48-7 bridge, are still closed. 760 jobs are to go at the film rental chain Blockbuster, whose administrators are to close 129 stores. 31 closures have already been announced. The remaining 368 stores will continue trading while a buyer is found. More than 140 countries have agreed a deal in Geneva to adopt a treaty limiting the use of the toxic substance mercury. The agreement aims to phase out many common household products that use the liquid metal and to reduce emissions from power plants and cement factories. In sport, England's cricketers have lost their third one-day international against India in Ranchi by 7 wickets. And in tennis, Andy Murray is through to the last 16 of the Australian Open, but in the women's tournament, the British number 2 Laura Robson is out after losing to the American Sloane Stephens. The weather, overcast with sleet or snow flurries throughout the day, some sun in the north of Wales and the far north of Scotland. Eastern Scotland is likely to see the most snow. It'll be feeling very cold and windy. The BBC News and Weather at 3 minutes past one.
Vaughan, thank you very much indeed. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to transport you back to Monday lunchtime last week when we went live here on Radio 3 to Wigmore Hall in London to hear the soprano and Radio 3 new generation artist Ruby Hughes team up with the pianist Julius Drake to perform songs by Haydn, Brahms and Schumann, his song cycle Liederkreis. And then the pianist Noriko Ogawa presents the first of two editions of Saturday Classics, in which she explores a wealth of musical connections to Japan. This afternoon, she'll include music by Debussy, Bach and Takemitsu. Saturday Classics is at 3 this afternoon here on Radio 3. But now it's time to join Catherine Bott for the Early Music Show, which, as I say, aims to brighten today's wintry outlook with a taste of the sun and highlights of a festival from the summer of 2012.
Thank you. Hello. That was Ich will sein bei ihr, I want to be with you, by the 15th century organist and composer from Nuremberg, Konrad Paumann. He was born blind, but became a great virtuoso not only of the organ but also of the lute, and his skill at improvising made him famous well beyond his native city. He worked in Munich, Milan and Naples. That piece was played by the Unicorn Ensemble. We'll be hearing more from them and about them later on in the programme. Today's show is a sampler of the 2012 Summer Festivities of Early Music in Prague, whose publicity describes it as the gateway through which leading interpreters from abroad make their way into Prague. And when they arrive, they get marvellous places in which to play and sing. One of the festival's main priorities is to link beautiful architecture with music of corresponding styles. And Prague, of course, has a wealth of glorious venues to choose from. This year, some of those leading interpreters from abroad were the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin. Their concert took place in the Rudolf Gallery of Prague Castle and opened with Telemann's Folke-Ouverture, Les Nations. The folk, in this case, are the natives of some exotic lands, painted with the broadest of brushstrokes, and a couple of universal physical types depicted with unsparing accuracy. You'll see what I mean when I tell you the movements of the suite. Overture, two minuets, the Turks, the Swiss, the Muscovites, the Portuguese, the Limpers, and the Runners.
Thank you.
The Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, directed by Georg Kalweit, in a suite or ouverture by Telemann, designed to transport the listener on a whistle-stop tour of parts of the civilized world. The Akademie, known as AKAMUS for short, is coming to the end of its 30th anniversary year. And if you think back to January 2012, the Early Music Show celebrated this outstanding group on New Year's Day. Our next music comes from a concert given in the convent of St. Agnes of Bohemia, in an exceptionally reverberant and evocative acoustic, which was ideal for the programme of medieval music from Aquitaine, sung and played by two natives of Prague, sopranos Hanna Blažikova and Barbara Sojkova, who also accompanied themselves on harp, psaltery and tabor. We're going to hear first Pax in nomine Domini, Peace in the Name of the Lord, by the troubadour Macabru. Then Posta Chantar Mes Prestalans, Since I Feel Like Singing, by Guillaume, the ninth Duke of Aquitaine.
Thank you.
Hanna Blazikova and Barbara Soykova in pieces from 11th century France. They wrote in their festival programme note that in performing medieval music today, musicians have to take into account the various oral traditions by which the music was transmitted at the time. That's as well as doing thorough research into manuscript sources. Both singers are also specialists in the performance of Gregorian chant. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and highlights from the 2012 Summer Festivities of Early Music in Prague. The festivities are only 12 years old, but they're already attracting a loyal following, particularly for presentations of Baroque theatre and dance, with attention to authentic choreography, gesture and rhetoric, as well as costume and makeup. Sadly, I can't show any of that on the radio, but today's programme can offer some rare and refreshing repertoire that works without visuals. Our next ensemble, Forma Antica, was founded by the Spanish harpsichordist Aaron Zapico in 1999. The membership is flexible, depending on the repertoire, but in Prague last summer, Aaron was joined by his brothers Pablo, playing Baroque guitar, and the oboe player Daniel, for a programme of 18th century pieces from Spain. Pablo takes the lead in the first piece we're going to hear, a hypnotic set of variations on the ground bass for Lias Gallegas by the guitarist Santiago de Murcia, who was actually born in Madrid in around 1682. and then a fandango by Domenico Scarlatti, in which Aron's harpsichord seems to be in charge, but I'm not so sure. A fandango, that lascivious dance from the West Indies, as it was called in the 18th century, played with relish by Forma Antica, one of the new generation of Spanish early music groups. They were performing in the fairly recently restored ball game hall of Prague Castle, originally built in the 1560s and used for, yes, ball games, and later as a riding school. From Spain to Portugal now, with the ensemble Os Músicos do Tejo and solo soprano Ana Quintanche. Their concert was all about that most tragic of Portuguese song forms, Fado. The group has conducted in-depth research into the Baroque origins of Fado, a hybrid genre with roots in up to five different sources, including Afro-Brazilian dance, Mudinha, a popular art song form of the 18th century, and even Fandango. But right from the start, black melancholy and minor keys predominated, as we'll hear now. Ana Quintanche sings Que Fineu a Natureza by the 18th century José Mauricio.
Thank you.
18th-century Portuguese fado, sung by Ana Quintanche with the ensemble Os Músicos do Tejo, at the 2012 Summer Festivities of Early Music in Prague. All the music in today's programme has been made available by our colleagues at the European Broadcasting Union, to whom my thanks. We end today with a return to the group we heard from at the start of the show, the Unicorn Ensemble, and a return to the Ballgame Hall of Prague Castle, just as suitable for the Unicorn Ensemble's programme of dances that in their day, that's the 12th and 13th centuries, were every bit as lascivious to some ears as the fandango would be much later on. The Unicorn Ensemble's main aim, writes founder-director Michael Posch, is to make the diversity of medieval and early Renaissance music accessible to a broad audience through fresh and exciting performances. Like Forma Antica, the membership changes according to repertoire. In Prague, the ballgame hall rang to the sound of Michael Posch's recorder, Thomas Wimmer's fiddle, and Wolfgang Reithofer's percussion. And the audience obviously loved it. There were two encores, and we're going to play out with both of them. First, the tune of Girard de Bornel's dawn song of adultery, Res Glorios, and then a positively head-banging saltarello by who else but Anonymous. Thank you.
Marcus and Anonymous, Saltarello. And before that we heard Res Glorios by Giroud de Bonnel. It was played by the Unicorn Ensemble, and it ends today's early music show, which was presented by Catherine Bott and produced in Salford by Sam Phillips. And Catherine is back tomorrow with highlights of another early music festival from the summer, Utrecht's Oude Muziek Festival. That's at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news here on Radio 3.
This week's Jazz Record Requests is dedicated to just one musician, Dave Brubeck, who died last month, aged 91. There's music from across his career, from his early octet, via his famous quartet, to his recent band with his sons. And many listeners also share their memories of this great pianist, composer and bandleader. That's a special Dave Brubeck edition of Jazz Record Requests with me, Alan Shipton, on BBC Radio 3 this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
And an hour after that, our Opera on Three this week comes live from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. Joyce DiDonato sings the title role in Donizetti's Maria Stuarda, the story of the tensions between Queen Elizabeth I and Mary. An opera first performed in 1835, but you can hear it live and direct from New York when we cross to Manhattan this evening at 6 here on Radio 3. And that is followed by a celebration of amateur radio and space travel in our experimental radio series Between the Ears. The sound artist Caroline Devine composes a soundscape which combines the ethereal sounds of space and those made by space hams, which includes Roy Welch, an American radio ham, who set up a makeshift receiving station to tune in to the eerie beats of Sputnik, the first ever satellite. Space Ham, Between the Ears, is tonight at 9:30. But next, this afternoon on Radio 3, a second chance to hear last Monday's lunchtime concert from Wigmore Hall in London. It was introduced by Katie Derham.
Good afternoon and welcome to London's Wigmore Hall for a recital today given by one of this country's finest young sopranos, Ruby Hughes. She's a member of the Radio 3 New Generation Artists scheme, and no surprise there, she stunned the jury and the audience of the Handel Prize in 2009, winning both the first prize and the audience prize. And she's been firmly on the recital and opera radar ever since. Today we're going to hear her sing with pianist Julius Drake, with whom she's been performing at various festivals over the last few months, and their programme looks set to be a delight. We have some Brahms' Lieder, we've got Schumann's Liederkreis, and to start with, some of Haydn's English canzonettas. Now, Haydn wrote these during his triumphant second visit to London of 1794 and 95, and they were something of some light relief from his main business of writing symphonies. Very lucrative, too. He was playing to the amateur market with these songs, and they have remained firm favourites ever since. Haydn was inspired by Anne Hunter, the widow of surgeon and poet John Hunter. And there were 15 poems that he set in all. The first of the three we're going to hear this lunchtime is called The Spirit's Song. It's all sentimental Gothic gloom. And then we'll hear a song called The Pastoral Song, which was a huge hit with the Victorians, apparently. And then She Never Told Her Love, which is a setting of Viola's famous speech from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night and is actually Haydn's one and only Shakespeare setting. So, coming to the stage any minute now, is Ruby Hughes with Julius Drake to perform three of Haydn's English canzonettas.